Bienvenidos to the 5050 Spanglish Podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
En este episodio estamos hablando sobre looking back 2010 to 2020. 10 años, babe.
A decade.
Una década entera. Estamos viendo everything from pop culture references, memory lane in our personal lives, y cómo todo se ha cambiado. All this and more.
Coming up.
And bienvenidos todos back to the 5050. This is your host, Jesse.
And Jessica.
En ese episodio, como estamos diciendo, man, ya se va a acabar toda una década entera. Now, we usually don't like spend the time on like talking about like, oh, what it comes into the new world and the new year, que diga, because we're not about that life. We really aren't.
New world.
I know, I'm going to say new world. Into the new year. We're not really about that life at all. Pero something about a whole 10 years passing by merece un tiempecito. Because I feel like ya hemos pasado por varias décadas, y lo digo yo personalmente, yo he pasado por
tres,
múltiple décadas at this point. I really have, pero como que like, I feel like 2020 sounds different, man. It's different than like 2003. It almost feels as exciting as the year 2000. Remember when the year 2000 started?
No.
Oh my goodness.
I really don't.
That was a crazy damn, crazy start, a crazy start to the millennium, man.
¿Por qué?
Porque primeramente se iba a acabar el mundo.
Ah, sí.
Okay, yo me acuerdo cuando en 1999, diciembre 31 de 1999, mi mamá me tenía en una misa comiendo pozole, pero tenía like a whole bunch of gallons of water, y tenía like a whole bunch of like toilet paper and flashlights, because that was the apocalypse need, you know? Agua, toilet paper, y flashlight, because like,
the Y2K?
See, the Y2K iba a pegar, you know, o como decían los mexicanos, ¿y tú qué? You know? I was serious, así le decía, así se la agarraban de cura, así como que like, ay, pues el ¿y tú qué? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, no, I don't know what I was doing in 99.
No, you don't know what you were doing in 1999? 1999 was wild, bro. 1999.
I was 6 years old.
Yeah?
So.
We have survived desde aquí entonces, el año 2000, unas 3, like, ends of the world. Quiero decir.
Eso sí.
En el año 2000 se iba a acabar el mundo. En el año 2006 se iba a acabar el mundo también, ¿sabías? Según en June 6, 2006, se iba a acabar el mundo.
Okay.
Because 666 era marca de la bestia, según, you know? And I remember I was like in 7th grade or something, you know? Yeah. No, not 7th grade. Este guy me hice graduate high school in 2008. Bro, I was like a sophomore. I also remember I was like a sophomore.
Once again, we are bad at math.
Yeah, que sí, you know. Y hablando de math, you know, according to the Aztecas, el mundo se iba a acabar en 2012. So, like, I remember from 2010, empezamos a whole new scare de que se iba a acabar el mundo. You know, so that was pretty. Almost the world is ending, and we're still here.
We're still here, man.
But let's talk about 2010, though, like, specifically 2010 to like
2020.
Now entering and enjoying 20, you know? ¿Qué ha pasado?
En 2010, yo me estaba graduando de la high school.
That's right.
Yo me gradué en mayo 2010.
Yeah. Do you guys also have like a, como que like the Valley of Victoria, diciendo como que like, and hang on to your dreams, you guys, because todo es posible en la vida, siempre y cuando que ustedes.
One of my best friends was about to pop, and she was sitting next to me. So
like
a
baby?
Yeah, she was pregnant.
Oh.
She almost made it through, ma'am.
Did she really?
I think she had her baby like the next month or something.
How many babies does she have now?
Two. Pero, like, estaba bien panzona when we were going to walk the line.
Yeah.
Y las dos somos López, so we were sitting close to each other. And I'm like, you better hold this baby in, because our cap and gowns were white.
Oh.
Yeah.
Es maroon, como que para despistarlo un poquito, ¿no?
The boys were maroon, the girls were white.
Gotcha. She should have switched. She should have identified.
Virgenes.
Was it by 2010, could you identify any way that you wanted to by that point? Or was that still a new concept?
What?
2010, like by 2010, could you like identify any way you wanted to?
No.
Así como que like, how dare you assume? You
know, no, eso es like. Hace como apenas dos, tres años.
Spoiler alert, todavía no, pues. We're not there yet, entonces. Okay, so she had to wear white. a fuerzas.
Ah.
Sí.
Ah, ya te entendí. No, sí, ya. Yeah. I mean, nobody, I mean, I don't know about everybody, but I didn't question it. I was just like, cool. Now, now, cuando se gradúan de esa high school, they all wear one color.
Yeah, now we do.
Sí. But back then, it was, I don't know.
What was going through your mind in 2010? Que te estás graduando, graduation and todo eso. Like, were you, I here's the thing about you. And here's something that I have always admired about you.
I don't give a crap.
No nomás eso. No nomás eso. Like, you had a plan.
I did have a plan.
So many people do not have a plan. Like,
I knew what I wanted to do by sophomore year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
Me desespera, me desesperan. Those kids that were like starting college. Yes, y como que. But you know, I'm just doing my generals. No.
I'm trying to figure
if you're just
out.
Trying to do, if you're just trying to figure it out, barely, you're too late to the game.
Bro,
I'm sorry.
Especially nowadays, man. Like, you know, de contando con cuál es el colegio, like, you're going to figure it out. Te va a salir caro this whole figure it out, man. Like,
and you're going to waste time. I was working and graduated, engaged by 19. So
you're very effective.
Very. I had a timeline. Sticking to my timeline.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to waste time. Yeah, by sophomore year, I knew what I wanted to do.
I remember, like, it goes behind the decade, but, like, I graduated in 2008. Uh-huh. And I remember, like,
this isn't about you.
I know, but
no,
but let me make it about me, like, just slightly. No, poquito.
2018 was not that long ago.
I know, pero 2008, me acuerdo que yo me estaba graduando, and I remember telling myself, I feel like this year is going to be important, because of course I was a senior, so like, según era todo por mí, you know?
Sí.
It was all about me. And the only really huge thing que pasó is that the world economy collapsed, but other than that, it's like, it was
a slight bubble.
Just a slight. Everyone's hungry now and everyone's out of a job and no one has a home. But even fuera, like, when we're like 2 years later, we were really into the recession.
Same.
By that point, I had met you and the recession still hadn't affected us 100% just yet. Pero ya no estamos sintiendo un poquito de pressure. You know, at that point, like, I still had a nice truck. Remember when I had a nice truck in 2010?
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful truck. I showed a picture up on Instagram para que le vea la raza. Because it was a beautiful.
Como eres. ¿Cómo eres?
¿Cómo eres? ¿Cómo sé qué?
They don't need to see.
Nomás para que la gente sepa lo que se perdió.
Oh, mira.
Due to the recession. Due to the recession.
No es cierto. You got rid of that truck because you wanted to.
Well, okay. Pero why did I get rid of it? I got rid of it because my brother needed a car. No había dinero como había antes. Antes había dinero flowing in. Ya no. So I took the...
Honestamente, no sé si mi papá lo escondió. I don't remember us ever being affected by this recession.
Well, it affected most people that were like directly into the market. So, for example, it all collapsed because of the housing market, ¿verdad? Uh-huh. What did my dad do? Well, he was a contractor for the housing market.
Oh, okay.
He'd, you know, sold the lumber,
materials. My dad
worked for
Bose speakers, so.
Yeah, so people that were like, you know, y luego encima de eso, people who like took bad loans on homes, like, said, oh man, batallaron machine, dude.
Okay,
like,
that happened.
Todo eso pasó.
In the decade, yeah.
So in 2010, we were full into the recession. I remember I had to like, put school to the side. I already had my generals to nursing because I was in college when I met you and you were graduating high school.
Yeah, I was a senior.
And I was in college. And
I was dating the college boy.
Oh my God.
Que tenía troque.
Tenía una troque machine y tenía like the nursing major going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was back in the day when I had it figured out, según yo.
Sí, te ponías tu little lab coat.
I had a lab coat because I was taking a microbiology class.
Oh my God, so hot. Then you dropped out of college.
And then I jumped out of college like a true Zuckerberg.
I didn't sign up for this.
You know, like a true Zuckerberg. Dije, pues if he can do it, I can do it. Y sabes que, turns out que I should probably not have done that.
Hey, pero te está yendo muy bien. I'm happy.
No, no es que me esté yendo mal. Es de que like lo hice según para trabajar, según yo. And when I came back, like, yeah, you had another show, you know, like ocupaban que un CNA, and I'm like, okay, really, whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we're getting ahead of ourselves, though. 2010, like, we were going into that phase, and what was popular in 2010? I remember that Facebook was
in full swing. I don't even know what eyebrows wasn't a thing, for sure.
Not yet. The whole Fleek thing was not a thing yet. You know, but I remember, like, 2010, Facebook was in full swing, and Instagram was early todavía.
Yeah.
Like Instagram, like you had it, but it wasn't the phenomenon.
It was like a transition between the MySpace and the Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook was porque more como solidified.
Que ya, porque como que ya decías tú, I'm not that young anymore. Like I don't want MySpace.
No, MySpace was like a Gen Z thing, you know? Like my sister, older sister, who's like super older than me. Like, ¿cuántos años más tiene la pichos que yo?
2 or 3.
¿Te perdías 6?
No.
Más o menos.
She's two, I think she's, no.
She
she's
had,
like 2 or 3 years
She
older.
Had MySpace, you know?
See, yeah, I did too. You didn't have MySpace?
2010. What kind of cell phones were you rocking in 2010?
I had a chocolate, I think.
Oh, the LG chocolate. That one was cool, dude.
See, I loved it. I was so sad when you made me get rid of that thing.
It was also like an MP3 player.
Yo no quería deshacerme ese teléfono.
Yo, the LG chocolate was fire. I loved it.
Porque nomás tenía 3 botones.
Uh-huh. Yo tenía,
that's it.
Yo tenía the Moto Droid.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day cuando salía the droid. Like, así como que sound effect, you know what I mean? That was a horrible sound effect.
But you know what? I never had a flip phone, so it was like touchscreen and then 3 buttons.
Ándale, ándale. Yeah, I remember that. So then we jump into 2011, like...
We got engaged.
We did. That's right. Mm-hmm. We got engaged in 2011. I was working at Corona Optique.
July 15th or 14th. I can't remember.
You know what? Know something funny?
Monday.
The song that I heard in 2011 that I thought was the best song ever, and I thought it
probably
was
probably the
new.
Black Eyed Peas because they were popping.
They were popping, but that's not the song.
Oh, okay.
It was Wonderwall. Today is going to be the day that I'm bringing back to you. Dude, según yo, I was like, this is the best song que escuché en mi vida. Like... Like this new jam que acaba de salir en mi mente is popping, you know? Cause baby, you know, like ya está como que la bien entrado.
¿Cómo yo no sabía esto? I was already dating you.
I was working at Corona Optique y siempre cuando salía me agarraba cantando.
Ay, Jesse, pues esa óptica está como bien fancy.
Sí, dude, así como que like, como and que after.
Ni aceptan access ahí.
No aceptan access, you know? Y es por eso que me despidieron de la Corona Optique, sí. Because they lost count to the government welfare program, insurance program.
Y
and
te
they're
patearon
like,
la cola.
Mr. White, I just wanted to let you know.
Teníamos un mes de comprometidos.
¿Qué gachos, no?
Y ya, según el Jesse,
se pasa.
Después de 3 meses en ese trabajo, me van a estar. You were like going to be through your probation period, ¿no?
Yeah, my probation period was over. I just got accepted for the benefits, like the health insurance and like the, ¿cómo se llama? The retirement plan y todo eso. And I was thinking, things are looking good. Like,
me voy a casar.
Like, it's still technically within the medical field because I was working for an optometrist and, like, you know, I can, you know, they're flexible with me. I can take school. I can take classes. I can finish my college. So things are looking good and lining up.
Yeah. I had just started the massage program.
Yeah, I just started the massage program. So what I did was I proposed to you. And first of all, like, I did the best.
Y yo dije que sí.
Spoiler alert, babe. La gente, we're not there yet. You know, people were trying to figure out cómo terminó. Ya le dijiste que lo cuente, sí. You know, pero yeah, when I proposed to you, and we'll explain the how later, but when I proposed to you, a la semana.
Oh, era la semana?
A la mendiga semana, dude.
I thought it was a month. I don't know why.
Nail desesperaron. Like, Mr. What is?
They're like, oh, we saw your Facebook. You're engaged. Okay, you're out.
For real. And they're like, this is not personal. It's just strictly business. And like, you know, if you want a recommendation letter from us, we'll be more than happy.
Let's just say you were never the same after that job.
No. Here's one thing que yo aprendí. Y todos están, espero que me estén escuchando en esa parte, ¿ok? Si no están escuchando hasta ahorita, porque es like, están manejando, están cocinando, deja el volante, deja el sartén, pon atención. Esto va para ti. If you are working for a company, here's something that became very obvious to me. Right that moment. The moment que ellos no te ocupen, they're gonna leave you. Te van a botar. So, you do not owe anything to a corporation. You do not owe this sense of loyalty. Porque a veces we have this feeling como que like, oh, we have to be loyal to this company. What for? If you go to your job and you are doing the best you can and you are confident that you put your name on it, you're proud of your work and you like, you know, can leave the day knowing that you left it in a better spot, then you do not owe anybody anything more. Because cuando yo ocupaba ese trabajo the most, me botaron, dude. Me echaron para un lado, out in our security. What? How was I después de eso? Dude, I was bouncing up and down trying to find something, trying to scramble something.
Sí, it was really hard.
Because según tú y yo nos íbamos a casar, we had a deadline, you know, we had, you know, Obviously, I knew that you were gonna back me up. No es como si lo más iba yo a trabajar porque yo soy el hombre, tengo que mantener a mi vieja. No, that's not the mentality, nada que ver.
No me digas vieja.
Ya sé que eso no era la mentalidad, pero, I shared a responsibility and it was a commitment that I was trying to make to you. And these fools were making it hard, man. Me la ponían difícil, como que
No, y luego aparte que we were really young and we were just trying to prove to everybody,
we can do this.
We could do this. Yeah. We know what we're doing. Sí. We're going to get married. We're going to get a house.
Exacto, yeah.
So we really tried to and we did, we pushed through y, gracias a Dios, we got a house.
Mm-hmm.
So by
2012 nos casamos.
I graduated.
Nos íbamos a casar. We wanted to have
we're not going to talk about my graduation.
No, not yet. Because we wanted
to. Well, I graduated first.
Sí, pero before the graduation, we were trying to have a June wedding right after your graduation.
Sí. Yeah, I was going to graduate in May.
You were going to graduate in May, get married in June. Because you wanted to have a summer wedding in San Diego or Julian, que digamos,
California.
¿Verdad?
California.
Julian, California.
Not in Arizona.
Up in the woods. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. We went to select a farmhouse that had this bread and breakfast.
Before the farmhouse theme was even popular. Before Joanna Gaines, people, okay?
June.
I wanted a farmhouse wedding.
Neta, January 2011, December 2010, Jessica was looking at farmhouse theme weddings.
Yeah.
She was before all the bloggers out there. Okay, before shiplap became a thing, shiplap everything, Jessica was on it. I just want the record to know right now, okay, Joanna Gaines probably ripped it off Jessica.
Okay.
That's a hot take there. Yo.
She's a genius.
Pero la neta, though.
Yes. Iban a ser 30 personas. We were really, I know, if you guys heard our wedding podcast,
we
had 200 people.
Yeah.
That was not the plan.
But we went full American up on
this one. Yo quería 30
people.
We were going to have paella.
Paella.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Y pael también.
And apple pie. Stop, you had to. Guys, Jesse has new equipment and
That was not even the joke. The joke was we were going to have paella y pael también.
Okay. Anywho's in. Y no sucedió.
No,
so,
no
they gave us our deposit back, lo bueno. Pero yeah. I graduated in May.
Mm-hmm.
I started working in May.
Of 2012,
I got hired by a chiropractor. So it was my first big girl job. Yo tenía mucha ansiedad.
And he was paying you great money, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Starting off.
Yes. Mama didn't raise no fool.
Mm-mm.
I had a plan, Jesse. Junior year, I was like, this is my 5-year plan.
So, of course, how did I feel knowing that you had a plan? Yo así como que hey, babe.
Patrick.
Yo, for real. Me sentí así como que hey, about this plan.
Hey, but you were in my 5-year plan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So if it wasn't enough, the game, you don't lay off, the farmhouse thing went south because they didn't have a commercial business or a business license and they couldn't operate.
Or a liquor license. I mean, we didn't really want liquor, but.
No, they just couldn't operate anymore, So the plan was okay, vamos nosotros a esperarnos hasta el siguiente verano en 2013 para casarnos o qué onda. Pero. Aquí pasó the third end of the world event.
Oh, whatever. You didn't marry me because the world
en
was going to end.
Diciembre 2012, se iba a acabar el mundo. Yo dije, nail, dude. There is no way que me voy a morir antes de haber amado. Así que, nail, dude. No me voy a esperar a ver si por si las flies acaban, por si las moscas se acaba el mundo. Yo acá
pero
como
mira,
que
nos comprometimos un julio.
Yo casi me... Casi me santifique como la Inmaculada.
Ya,
ahí como que
Jesse. Stop with the noises.
I'm sorry. All right, I'm done. That was the last one.
Nos comprometimos en julio.
Ajá.
Y nos casamos octubre del año siguiente.
Oh, sí,
so,
sí, sí.
Duramos todavía engaged.
No, y nos casamos
a year and 3 months.
Sí, pero nos casamos en 2012.
Sí.
Sí, 2012, ok. Uh-huh. O nos queríamos casar en 2011 nosotros, entonces.
No, amor, nos queríamos casar julio 2012.
Ok, and then we bumped it up
we
to
October. We extended it 3 months.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a year,
And because we were going to have the wedding ya más cerquitas,
¿Cómo que cerquitas?
We'll say like,
oh, in town.
In town, we had to invite more people. We're like, okay, fine.
Oh, sí.
You know? Okay, so what was popular?
I mean, I was happy. Thank you for coming if you were invited.
2012, what was popular?
Eh?
What was popular in 2012?
I don't know.
Dude, it's crazy how we don't know what was popular in 2012. Taylor Swift was popular in 2012.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. La Tay Tay.
But she was popular like before when she was country. A mí me gustaba when she was country. And then she went pop and I was like, I like the first album, but now it's like,
yeah.
That whole like she's dead part is true. She is dead.
You know what also happened though? Like in 2012 though, like cuando yo tú y nos juntamos, for us, the Killers became more popular. For me, they were popular in high school.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't until like I married you that like we really started listening to them. I don't know why.
Well, we had something in common.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, you have really different tastes in music than me.
That's true. The Killers is kind of like our safe space.
It is our safe space.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it. Mm-hmm. In 2012,
we traveled a lot.
In 2012, cuando nos casamos, first thing we did, we went traveling. We experienced Hurricane Sandy in 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to say experience, but.
O sea, casi nos moríamos.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
You know? Sandy showed us her side, her face. Y dijimos, ¿sabes qué, Sandy? Mejor let's be long distance friends. You know what I mean?
I think in 2012, like besides being a newlywed, like porque hicimos travel mucho, aprendí. It was the first time que, first of all, I had gotten on a plane. Mm-hmm. And fuimos a la República Dominicana for nuestro honeymoon. Fuimos otra vez a couple months after, you know, we spent a month there. And no es como que estábamos en playa. Estábamos en un lugar remoto donde no había internet, no había muchas like accommodations. Teníamos que bañarnos con una cubeta. It was great. I would do it all over again. If I could live like that, I would be happy. But it really opened my eyes to like the world and how other people live and other people's culture. Y luego a couple months later, we went to the Philippines and that is like, it's funny how humanity is very similar but very different. So I like that at a very young age, I learned to accept people and to like, I don't know, I feel like by traveling, I was a little less ignorant to other people's lifestyles and other people's culture. And I feel like I was really young también.
Yeah.
So to learn that at a very young age, newlywed, and I think for 2012, because we traveled so much, I really like that. And no, I don't. To me, that's what was going on in my life. I don't know what was going on in other people's lives. And I don't watch the news. I don't remember what was happening in 2012. I mean, Obama was president, right?
Yeah,
it was. That was a big deal for a lot of people.
Man, kind of like looking back, I mean, in cuanto like 2012s and 2011s, like in 2012, salió the Wii U. I remember I bought it that December. I got it on special.
Uh-huh.
And the Wii U sucked, man. Like, yeah, like, o sea, it was nice. We had fun.
I liked it.
Pero like, no pegó como tenía que haber pegado, you know?
Okay.
2011, something crazy that happened. ¿Te acuerdas de la Song Friday?
I know.
Salió en 2011, dude.
That was a thing. Yeah. But you know what? YouTube wasn't a thing, like a huge thing as much as it is now.
No.
Pero sí, I think that song became popular, not because of YouTube, not right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy, man. All of these things happen. And just those few years there, you know? Del 2010 al 2011. That's...
Yes.
So, a lot of things, lo más from like de algo tan poquito, you know? I never really kept up with, like, the controversial news side. I always kind of kept up with, like, what's popular. Like, for example, I never really cared about, like the scandals. And, like, I never really cared about, like, the who's who and the what's, you know? I remember, like, back in those days, though, I listened to Jon Stewart a lot on The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm.
Y me acuerdo que salió the Anthony Weiner case. Remember the Anthony Weiner case?
I love that throughout our entire marriage, you always ask me these things como si yo supiera y leyera y mirara las mismas cosas que tú. It's like sometimes I tell you like, oh my gosh, the Kardashians, and you're like, what, babe? I'm like, that's exactly how I feel.
So like Anthony Weiner was like así como accused of like showing his like bulge of like, you know, he was like exposing himself online.
Is that his like actual last name?
His last name is Weiner, dude.
Okay.
And he was being inappropriate, but he was like a friend of Jon Stewart's. So Jon Stewart was like trying not to like bash him.
Oh.
But then he admitted to it. So like, that's like the one scandal que me sé.
Oh,
you know?
Now son un montón.
Yes, it's like that's
the whole
like,
Me Too thing.
That's like light compared to like the thing, you know? Kim Kardashian got married in 2011 to Chris Humphrey.
For 72 days.
Like that. She set the bar of like, don't screw it up. Así de ese nivel.
Miley Cyrus came pretty close though with Liam.
Did she really?
Oh yeah, they're divorced.
Wait, how long did it last?
No sé, pero fue muy poquito.
Thanks. But anyways, that's 2011, 2012. Then we're moving into like, you know.
What happened in 2013?
What did happen in 2013?
I turned 21.
I don't know.
I don't remember anything.
Well, I know that like, it's just like de esos días, like 2010, 2013.
I was just trying to figure out how to work a crock pot.
Yeah, like things shifted and they shifted fast. Like 2010 adelante, Netflix started, you know, the memes kind of started, you know what I mean? Like the meme culture started taking off.
I still don't understand 100% all the memes that you throw at me, pero sí, los memes.
Yeah.
Memes. No sé cómo se dicen en español. Memes.
Memes. I don't know how they say it in Spanish. ¿Cómo se dice memes in Spanish, you guys? Por favor, let us know, because aparentemente
no ¿cómo sabemos. Lo dice Litiel? Creo que Litiel dice memes. Oh, darn it.
Yo no sé. I have no idea. All we know is that like social media was becoming a thing itself. Like, you know.
Sí, porque yo me acuerdo cuando nos casamos, yo hice post like fotos de nuestro honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I had just gone on Instagram. It was new. Y luego, like, los filtros, it was fun. And, like, nobody really cared.
Nobody really cared in what
no,
sense?
No, maybe I didn't have a lot of followers, or I don't know. But I felt like, sentí como que it wasn't as popular. Mm-hmm. I just liked it because it was pictures. Like, Facebook me aburre porque it's like, I don't care how you're feeling.
Yeah.
And I feel como que Facebook era como like a cry for help. All the posts, like, caritas tristes, y luego alguien hacía comment, ¿qué tienes? Y luego decían, mándame un mensaje personal. Entonces, ¿para qué lo haces post? Then why are you telling us, why are you telling the public that you're triste, and then you don't want to tell people what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I don't like people who like ask, or how do I say this? I felt like Facebook was just a cry for attention.
Yeah.
And Instagram at that time, cuando empezó, was not. It was just about pictures and sharing your life.
Yes.
In like a scrapbook form. Now, it's changed, right?
Pero, it has.
Pero, por eso yo me salí de Facebook. And now that sometimes alguien me dice, oh, está en una página de Facebook. You should see, like, I sometimes need information about something, like a business, y like, ya no tienen website. They have a Facebook page. So then I have to go into Facebook. I don't have a Facebook, but sometimes if you click on it, it'll open the person's page. Or you have Facebook, and I've gone through your stuff because I snoop on other people.
Good job,
through your Facebook.
Muy bien. Watch out,
everybody. I haven't though in like, 2 years?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Pero I told you one time, I was like, dude, what the heck is this? Like, Facebook is not the same.
No.
So what is it now?
It's still social media.
¿Es más como business?
No, it's still social media. Like, it's mostly...
Porque, like, even schools tienen páginas que ponen fotos de los niños.
It's mostly older people. It's mostly older people that are using Facebook, you know?
Okay.
Like, the millennials usamos más Instagram.
Twitter.
You know, a little bit of Twitter. The boomers use, like, Facebook a lot. Mm. God, people are going to get pissed, you know? Pero like
Tumblr? ¿Te acuerdas cuando salió Tumblr?
Oh my God.
What happened to Tumblr?
Tumblr's just like this mess of like people that have too much of a high opinion and they think that they're always right. Like it's a mess down there.
A mí me gustaba Tumblr porque salían fotos, like blog. I think that's when the
it
blogging.
It was blogs. Yes, yeah. Bloggings was taken off
And I
Tumblr.
Followed like photographers and I liked that. Or like fashion blogs.
Wow, this is crazy mess. Like no, it's nothing. There's nothing good in Tumblr anymore.
I don't know.
But like the younger generation, they use Snapchat a lot. You know, they use it more than Instagram. You know, they have Finstas, apparently, you know, but that's getting ahead of ourselves before we kind of get on the timeline's sake. 2013, episode 9 in 2013. No, nothing really happened.
We went to New York,
you know, but that's it. It. Like nothing really popped in 2013. You know, Miley Cyrus was a thing in 2013. That's about
Like the wrecking ball?
Simone. Or like the whole twerking. That's when she supposedly made twerking famous. Like people have been twerking for a long time, y'all.
I don't think they should give credit to a white girl for twerking.
That's what I'm saying. But like, you know, especially Miley Cyrus. Gotcha.
Anywho's in. ¿Y luego?
2014. Gave me in 2014. This is the best commentary of the decade ever, you know?
Lots of things.
You know? I'm trying to think. You know what? 2014 sucked. Let's move on to 2015. 2015 salió Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
2015 salió Alexander Hamilton. We were in New York again in 2015?
No.
No?
No.
You sure?
Yes. No.
Come on. It had to be 2015 when we were in New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was mixing up my anniversaries.
Yeah, we had to be in 2015 in New York.
See, in 2015, we were in New York.
Me acuerdo because we were in Broadway.
See, Jesse, you're not going to let me live.
I'm just saying. I estábamos en Broadway, and there was this little show called Hamilton.
¿Sabes por qué no fuimos?
¿Por qué no fuimos?
Porque tenía aburrimiento written all over it.
How so? ¿De qué forma? Okay, first of all, I did not explain it well enough. That was my fault.
You were like, history. Yeah. Y yo, Chicago. Dancing.
Yeah.
Jail, with the jazz jail scene. I can't remember. The tango. The jail cell tango. I can't remember how to say.
I did a bad job in como explicándola porque yo dije así como que like, hey, va a ser historia. But at the same time, like they kind of rap and they kind of sing, you know? And they're like, okay.
I was like, wow, really? Guys in wigs? Singing, like, rapping.
Yeah, I'm like, guys, it's about the Revolutionary War.
No, you lost us. Y la cosa es que éramos puras girls y tú, and we're like, we want to go see Chicago. Oh, that's a real Broadway.
Oh my God.
Hamilton turned out to be the best thing from our time, I feel. Yeah, one of the best things from our time.
It's one of those things that are going to be considered a masterpiece, I think. You know, like, yeah. I really think so.
A classic.
A classic, at least. At least he changed up, like, how you interpret a genre, like, or how you categorize a genre, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it became its own thing. So that happened in 2015.
And I learned that Times Square is not as nice as people portray it.
Yeah, people, like, you know, como que le hacen this big show of New York, y New York no está tan acá.
Smells like urine.
But and like even in the fanciest,
even in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, they say like the people who are not from New York can smell the urine, but people from New York no se dan cuenta de que huele a pipí todo.
But like even like really nice, like como por ejemplo, like one really popular spot in Manhattan, así como que es de caché, is Fifth Avenue.
Sí.
You know, ahí está todo the fancy stores, Tiffany. Todo eso. Y huele bien feo.
Y está bien feo, está bien sucio.
Like, ¿qué onda, man? Like, what? This is it. This is the big
concrete
apple.
Concrete jungle.
This is what everybody is like wooing over for.
New York is beautiful, but that no.
Upstate New York, rural
upstate
New York.
Central Park,
gorgeous,
beautiful.
You know, Poughkeepsie, beautiful. Over there by Patterson,
got the
beautiful
skyscrapers. What do we do? The
we're naming two different things. Okay, have it. You're talking about the city.
Sí, la ciudad está bonita, pero Times Square, no.
Times Square is like just a tourist grab. It's a tourist trap.
Oh, I know. Everybody smells. Everybody's on top of you. I don't like that.
We were like in some like, ¿cómo se llama? Like,
what do we get? The Rockefeller. The Rockefeller was fun. Yeah. We went on a blood. What was it? An eclipse?
There was a lunar eclipse.
There was a lunar eclipse in 2015.
We were up in the Rockefeller building.
We were up there. Y todo el mundo estaba tomándole fotos al
it was espacio. So funny because like I remember we get into the elevator and like we're going up and up and up. That was
eternal.
The longest elevator, and it was all like como cristalino, no? Like it was like see-through. Y así como que like, dude, aquí nos vamos a morir. Va a ser como Neta. The Twilight de California Adventures. Que sí. Like, ¿verdad que sí? Y se sentía bien creepy. Yeah. Y vamos así como que like, are we going to be okay? Y finalmente we get to the top. And we go outside to the patio. And we're trying to look through the windows. And cuando uno piensa, you're on top of one of the tallest buildings guy in Nueva York. What's the first thing you want to do? Which direction do you want to look?
Down.
Down. ¿Verdad?
Simba, everything the light touches.
Ajá, exacto. You see the skyscrapers, you see the skyline, you know,
the carritos passing abajo.
Everything. You see the city in action, ¿verdad? Y vamos, y salimos para afuera del elevador, and everybody's looking up.
Into the abyss.
And we're like, it took us a while to get it, you know? Like, yeah. we're like so busy looking acá, like we're super touristy nosotros, ¿no? Así como que like nuestro propio rollo. And then we started noticing like, why is everyone looking
up? Y las cámaras para arriba, las todos cámaras. Todos para arriba, dude.
Parecía like the Rapture 2.0. Acá como que like everybody was going to get taken, being crazy, you know? Y todos mirando para arriba, haciendo point para arriba. And we finally look up and yeah, there was an eclipse. It was really, really nice. We tried taking a picture. It was horrible. Bad picture.
Very bad picture. But we were there.
We didn't even have like that great of phones.
No, bad. Yeah, we were, no. They're yeah. really bad.
Yeah, but we were there. We took a picture there. Mm-hmm. I remember when we finally got back down, we took a picture with the security guard guy because he was like, he was really nice. And security, his girlfriend had gone and visited him.
Ah, sí.
Yeah, that was sweet. No miramos the ice rink. Apparently, there's an ice rink, like a skating center there. Pero no lo miramos. No me acuerdo yo verlo.
No fuimos.
No fuimos? Mm. We were in some residential areas of Brooklyn. Brooklyn was nice. We were in the Bronx. Bronx was cool. Like, no estaba bonito, but it was cool, man. Era como que like, what's up, bro? I'm in the Bronx. ¿Qué onda?
¿Te sentías bien cool?
Me sentía bien cholo. Así como que like.
Cholo.
Sí, dude. Yeah, but that was 2015, you know? Cerramos en
buena for época, us.
2016? 2016 fue el año que todos están muriendo. All the celebrities started dying.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Like it was like all kinds of celebrities that were dying left and right.
Like overdosing?
Not just overdosing, but like old age y todo eso. Like I remember like it kind of became like, oh, 2016 takes another one. ¿No te acuerdas de eso?
No.
There was like quite a few that like started dying like in 2016. Like David Bowie died in 2016.
Oh, that's true.
George Martin died in 2016. You know, Alan Rickman died in 2016. It was quite a few. Some were, again, some were old, you know? Like some were really, really, really old. Like the lady who wrote Kill a Mockingbird, she was like born like in the 20s or like in the 30s or something crazy. Uh-huh. Nancy Reagan died in 2016. You know, George Martin.
Yeah, he used to say that.
¿Ya le dije ese?
Sí, George Martin.
Oh, the girl from the wrestler. ¿Cómo se llama? La China. China. Prince. Dude, Prince died in 2016.
I feel como que fue yesterday. Como que apenas el año pasado eso sucedió. Uh-huh. That happened in 2016?
2016. Muhammad Ali died in 2016.
Oh my God.
You know, dude, a whole bunch of people died in 2016.
What about Robin Williams?
Robin Williams. When did Robin Williams die? Gene Wilder from the... Mm-hmm,
Gene.
Yeah, he died in 2016. Let's see. Acordarme. I mean, I know a whole much more died, you know? Pero esos son los que yo me acuerdo, you know? I don't know about Robin Williams. I me acuerdo. Oh, another one. Carrie Fisher from Star Wars. And it was particularly sad because the year prior, 2015, salió the remake of Star Wars, right?
That was 2015?
2015, cuando salió the new Star Wars movie, and we all went back, and the nostalgia was real, and like we all like screamed
well,
out.
Well, yo nunca había mirado un Star Wars
movie. Okay, but how was the theater? Si no, está como que like being electric, and then we see Harrison Ford walking up, así como que like we
cuando
were
salió,
back.
Cuando salió ese pedazo de metal, everybody clapped.
Boy, the Millennium Falcon.
Ah, eso.
Dale respeto. Al Millennium Falcon, por favor, ¿ok?
Y así como que salió así como bien yonqueado, ¿no? And uh-huh. I'm like, why are we clapping?
Así como que, like, ¿y a mí qué? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Carrie Fisher died también in 2016. I'm not exactly sure who else, pero those were it, man. That's what I remember 2016 for. Like, todos se murieron.
Okay, 2017.
Oh, espérate. Oh. Pero the New Year's concert with Mariah Carey in 2016.
Uh-huh.
Cuando que, like, creo que, no sé si se cayó.
Que la regó.
La regó bien machine.
Oh, and yeah,
and there was
yeah.
the running joke that, like, you know, 2016 claims another celebrity.
Hey, when was Katy Perry's shark, the left shark?
the left shark of Katy Perry, sí, cierto.
Que no fue un football game.
Sí, it was a Super Bowl.
Oh, sorry, it's a Super Bowl.
Oh, you're so cute.
Was like, it in Phoenix?
Sí.
Qué vergüenza. Todo pasa aquí.
Wait, no. It wasn't Super Bowl here?
Katy Perry did the Super Bowl. She brought out Missy Elliott, Jesse. Sí, remember, dude, I was like, cierto. I should have been there.
God, when was that? Was that like 2018? No,
no,
it wasn't 2018. No, it was 2016.
Ay, a ver, es que sí sé cosas.
Yeah.
Sí sé cosas.
Ay. Oh, wait. No. I'm sorry. I'm tripping. It was 2015.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was in Phoenix. You're right.
Hey.
2615.
Algo bien.
Your left shark, like, completely out of tune to the music.
Was that a meme? Was that a meme?
It was a meme. And I remember, like, on Reddit, because I finally, like, found Reddit.
Oh, wow.
And some guy got attacked.
Or did Reddit find you?
I think both. They found each other. Left shark. Like, some guy got a tattoo, a left shark, on his right foot.
No, on his, like, his right,
like,
foot?
Like, on his right calf. Got a tattoo of left shark or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly.
So, 2015, left shark. 2016, se murieron todos. Muy bien.
2017, 2018.
2017, ¿qué pasó en 2017? No me acuerdo. Fortnite. Ooh, I started teaching at COFA.
Fortnite,
dude.
That was eso fue honestamente la primera vez que yo me sentí vieja porque miraba a los chamacos todos into it and like doing the stupid dance y yo así como que like
where's everybody getting this dance from?
No, not just that, pero yo como que te miras bien idiota. You know, like you look so dumb. This is dumb. This video game is dumb and I was like, "Oh my god, who am I?" So I started embracing it a little more.
Pero, you did?
Sí, pues es que, you know, I teach that demographic, so I had to be cool with it. But
yeah, that was like the hardest thing.
The only thing I couldn't get down was that song that came out like last year.
2017,
earlier this year.
2017, we were definitely a lot more connected now. It feels like more relevant because como que like that's when it really like see 2016 felt like it was yesterday. 2017 really starts hitting you things como que like si fue hace momentos, you know? Like, for example, that's when the memes were in full effect, dude. And, like, I mean, they really were. Dude, we totally forgot. 2016, we had, like, a president that we didn't think was going to win, you know? Like,
for 2016?
Yeah, he won in 2016, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't follow the politics tampoco, but I think people are going to be listening to me like, really, Jesse? Yeah, 2016, Donald Trump won.
Wow.
But he was the first meme president, which kind of, like, is borrowing the point that I was making. Memes were in full effect.
The only thing I know about this current president is from SNL.
And that's about it.
That's it.
Then again, we don't follow politics. We're completely neutral.
No, I follow SNL. No, you know?
So like, a nosotros la política, you know, no va y nos viene. Pero lo que estaba comentando yo es de que there was a lot of memes behind, you know, the campaign, you know, both from both sides, you know. Say if you're pro it, if you're, you know, for it or against it, there was memes coming in that way. Mm-hmm. And I think it was just so interesting que like, algo que yo tengo que decir de plano del Donald Trump is that he knows how to cash in on the memes, dude. Like, legit. Like, even to this day. Did you see the picture they posted in Photoshop of him, like, as Rocky Balboa?
No.
I mean, come on.
Where would he post this? I don't know.
Twitter, dude.
I don't have Twitter.
This
whole
tweets, man. He's like the Twitter genius, man. Nobody tweets to his level.
I don't have Twitter. The only reason why I want to have Twitter is because Chrissy Teigen is fire on Twitter. But then she also posts some of her stuff on Instagram. So I'm like, that's fine. I'll just
follow Donald Trump, man. this guy. You know? But like 2017, like the memes were strong, man. Salt Bae happened in 2017.
Oh my God. He's. Yes.
Yeah.
Salt Bae. Was one of the first memes like hide your wives, hide your kids?
Oh, that was like pre memes, baby.
Or no, ain't nobody got time for this. Those were memes.
Those were pre memes.
Oh, okay,
pre memes.
Cool.
Yeah,
What is a pre meme?
Like we didn't really call them memes. We just called them viral moments. You know?
Oh, okay.
Back then, like before we coined the term meme, we're like, oh, this is viral, or like, oh, this is popping.
Vine. You know what I mean? When did Vine come out?
When did Vine come out? That's a good question.
God, TikTok. Oh my God.
TikTok is new. Now TikTok is like the replacement of Vine.
Verdad, pero Vine, yeah. OG.
Dude, my kids are so into TikTok right now, man. My students.
It's cringy for me.
Dude, I had one student. I kid you not, man. It's the chamaca. You know, what is he there? She needs Jesus. You know, so. It's the borra. He's just like. I was like, hey, I'm not going to even say her name. Like, hey, ponte a trabajar.
Don't say her name.
And she's like, oh my God, Mr. Juarez, let me just make this TikTok version first.
You know? Oh.
So she wanted to finish her TikTok before she finished her work.
Oh,
you know?
You were an inconvenience to her.
Yeah. So wow. It's like, I'm trying to be TikTok famous, you know?
Yeah.
And so apparently, like, and I've never played with TikTok. So apparently, like, pon una rola, but it puts it in slow motion. That way you can like do the movement, and then when the final product comes out, se mira como que like you're moving super fast, you know? Se mira como que like you're dancing to the beat, but when you're actually recording it, it's all slow-mo, so para que te dé tiempo to like react to it, and that's how they dance.
Oh my God.
So this girl is like doing it, and she's like doing one pose this,
en la clase. There,
in the class.
¡Qué vergüenza!
You know, esta morra le encanta, dude. She's like super extra, you know?
Okay, well, applaud you for your confidence.
Yeah, she has, eso sí, tiene swaggery confidence. She, okay. She has that nailed down, pero the extraness is a little much sometimes.
Yo no tenía esa confidence.
I can't help but love her, though, if I'm being completely honest. Like I love her enthusiasm, and I love how extra she is most days. A veces que me enfada, pero... Anyways, so I'm trying to like, you know, I can't decide whether to be mad or to be like fascinated.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at her and like, she's like looking at the camera and she's like doing one pose and then she strikes another. And I thought it would be hilarious to like every shot creep in a little bit closer. That's all what I'm doing. I get this the chick, no, in mi clase. And she's like, you know, doing this one shot and then she does like a quick turn and does another shot. And like from the corner of the screen, you start kind of me seeing like kind of coming in slowly, 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 slowly. And then I'm just staring from the back. Así como que like, sino una cara como que like, what's going on, you know? And then like in the last shot, like I grab her, I touch her head. And the last shot, I push her head. And it wasn't even like hard. It was like, así como que like, jugando como que like, no seas payasa donde trabajar.
Uh-huh.
Dude, the finished product looks like I walked up to her and smacked her on the back of the head.
Jesse, así es como maestros pierden los trabajos.
Yes, dude. And I was like, okay, let the record show. You're a witness. That is not what went down in this classroom.
Jesse,
okay?
No hagas eso, amor.
Yeah, but like no le pegué, though. It was more of like...
No, yo
like,
te entiendo.
It was more of like a playful nugget. Así como yo, que like... Andale,
sí, chamaca. A todo mundo le haces eso. Sí, yo sé lo que estás diciendo. Pero...
And TikTok.
Pero...
In TikTok... Se ve como que like a ninja out of nowhere and then smacked her.
And they're going to be like, teacher abuses student.
Yeah. Well, let's call it something else because Me Too happened in 2017 or 2018.
Teacher violently shoves student.
Via TikTok.
Via TikTok.
But yeah, TikTok was the replacement of Vine. You know, 2017, that was
YouTube makeup artists started happening. Yes. And like girls started learning how to do their hair and their makeup and their eyebrows. Ya las chamacas, ya no, they weren't going through an ugly phase. I got mad because darn it, I went through an ugly phase, you know. I think I'm still in that phase. Pero it's like, ¿qué onda? ¿Cómo es que esta niña de 15 años se mira mejor que yo?
Like, because they follow the tutorials and all that stuff?
Uh-huh, because they're really into it, man. Like, siento yo que ahorita me pongo menos maquillaje que en toda mi vida. Y las chamacas están ahorita como que like, pack it on, pack it on, pack it on, pack it on.
Me acuerdo yo también de 27.
I mean, it's beautiful. Like some girls can really, like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't do that. That's a skill, you know? Pero hay otras como que, ay, ¿por qué? Estás muy jovencita, you know? Like, your eyebrows are nice. I don't need a worm on your face. Pero, and then I remember like the ballet bun was a thing too. Todo mundo tenía.
Wait, what's that, the ballet bun?
Los chongos esos que vendían o venden como like chongos para tu chongo. I've never had one.
Chongo para tu chongo.
I'm going to show you the next time we go to a store.
Chongo para tu chongo.
Es como una dona.
Chongception.
It's a donut and like you make a ponytail.
Inception is chongos.
And then you kind of like
chongo concepción.
Fold your ponytail into the chongo para hacerte un chongo. Like a perfect chongo. I can't remember what year that was, but I think I was in high school still.
Was that the year that you were trying to explain to me about the naked makeup and you were trying to make
it? Oh, like, when the naked palettes came out?
What year was that?
The Urban Decay naked palettes? Yeah, it was so dumb.
And you were like, babe, it's awesome. And I'm like, why?
That was the first and only palette I've ever spent money on. I was like, this is ridiculous.
And I was like, why is it awesome, babe? Because, babe, like this makeup like makes you feel like you don't have makeup on. And I was like.
I'm obsessed with the no makeup makeup look.
Yeah.
Like, yo me quiero ver como que, ay, así amaneciste, pero nah, you know?
Que, no, babe.
Pero es que, pero hay otras muchachas que no. Like, they want to look, you know, like, yes, I tried. This is my artistry. This is my, you know, my face.
Mm-hmm.
But yo, and to this day, I'm a little obsessed with like finding things that look more natural. And those, the naked palettes, así empezaron. Ahorita there's one que está muy orangey. Pero así empezaron como que like, they're called nude. and then or naked, so they were all like nude shades. Y para ti como que todos se miran igual, and I get it. I really do get it. It's like the nude lipstick también. That's a thing now. Everybody needs a perfect nude. Like, it's your lips, but better.
Yes.
Like, just hydrate. Like, you know, just put a little, like, lip balm on. There you go.
Yes, 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 absolutely. En cuanto, the last thing I want to mention about 2017, yo me acuerdo, was I was a big fan of Drake and Josh. Okay? I used to watch Drake and Josh like crazy. Uh-huh. I never thought it'd be so simple, but
I wasn't that into it.
We were super into it, Michael and I, and for some reason I related a lot to Josh
because he looked like him
a little bit. And in 2017, me acuerdo que like salió en Twitter que like Drake was not invited to Josh's wedding.
Ah, sí es cierto.
And he like tweeted así como que like, hey man, I know where I found, it's good to know where I stand. Well, let's see, you know what I mean?
El Josh pick?
El Drake dijo eso al Josh. Josh did not invite Drake.
Oh, okay.
You know, and he's yeah. And Drake was salty and he was like, I know where I stand. Wow, you know, thanks for being there for me. Or mm-hmm. something like that, you know? And I was just like, no, you guys, your brothers, don't fight, you know? Así como que like my heart was broken.
They made up.
I'm glad. Yeah. Me da gusto. 2018, rolling into 2018. Dude, biggest thing que pasó en 2018 que yo me acuerdo, besides Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Black Panther happened in 2018. No nomás the movie, but the album.
The album.
Dude, I love that album.
Kendrick Lamar changed our lives.
It did.
What that album?
He did. The Royal Wedding happened in 2018. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Okay, but the first royal wedding.
That was back in 2011.
Was in 2011, and I was like, are you serious? I wanted an all lace dress before this girl wanted an all lace dress.
Let the record show that Jessica wanted lace and shiplap before any of you out there. Bola de copionas, okay? See?
She looked beautiful. I was like, yes.
It was a really nice wedding.
Because, you know, típica mexicana. Mm-hmm. Like, mexicanas, todo mundo quería que yo me pusiera un vestido like, exageradamente bedazzled, y yo así como que no, yo nomás quiero encaje. ¿Y quieres Shakira? Shakira, mija, con un Shakira. And I'm like, what the heck is Shakira?
What do you mean by like a Shakira? ¿De qué están hablando?
Sequins. You know the little plastic, tacky plastic.
Oh, okay, ajá.
Así, una bolita así chiquita.
Sí.
Y luego tiene un little thread.
Sí.
And they put it on clothes.
Sí.
And it's annoying porque se te hace bend or caught. It gets caught on like string, other people's like clothes.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I guess.
And it's like fluorescent. So like si te mueves así como que like, it's kind of shiny.
Sí.
The pillows have it and you can like rub
your hand on it. Oh, okay. Yes. Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about now.
This whole time you didn't know what I was
talking about. I was just kind of like, okay.
Pues le dicen Shakira.
Isn't Shakira?
Shakira.
I call it the rainbow fish.
Y yo, no. Y unas perlitas, no quieres así como like embroidered. And I mean, obviously that costs more. And it didn't matter to me. We were on a budget. But I was like, no, I want a plain ivory, not white, dress with nothing on it. Get a load of that. And then.
That is so anti-Mexican.
Beautiful Kate Middleton in Windsor Castle, or I don't know what where it was.
This is 2011, yes.
Walking down the aisle.
Yes.
With an all plain lace dress. And I was like, amen, thank you.
Yes, you look great, Kate.
Como la Kate, mija. Así como la Kate, sí. Como la Kate.
Como la Kate. Kind of.
Yeah, because before nobody understood my vision. You know, somebody was like, ay, mija, eso es barato. And I'm like, no,
and
Kate
then,
Middleton.
Now you explain it as the Kate Middleton and Llenos Barato. That's royalty.
That's royalty.
Yeah. So then Meghan Markle happened, you know?
Oh.
That happened as well.
That woman walked herself down the aisle. Loved it.
2018, me acuerdo que like a scary moment in 2018 was everybody was thinking they were going to die is when Hawaii sent that message.
Oh, yeah.
They could like take cover.
Pearl Harbor again.
Like, there's a missile coming your way. This is not a drill.
I think it was so fired.
Dude, for 30 minutes, people are flipping out thinking, am I going to die? Like,
how many veterans do you think?
Dude, look, well, let me pull up the message.
I don't think there's any veterans from World War
II. Let me pull up the message here real quick. They say, emergency alert, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. And the last part, this is not a drill.
No.
Dice, this is not a drill, dude.
I remember like the aftermath about it, but I don't remember when it happened. Is it because we were not in Hawaii?
I was in Reddit and I was live streaming everything. So I'm serious.
You were live streaming?
Yeah, because Reddit has live streams, live chat of what's
going
on.
Where was I? We were married.
You were working, dude. I was supposed to be working too.
Oh, was this when you were laid off?
No, I was in school already. I was working in school.
Oh, okay.
I remember just telling the kids, like, hey, guys, like, let's work on this activity real quick. And I was just following everything. And I'm like, oh, my God, ¿qué está pasando? Like, is this it? Like, is this World War III? Is this, like, you know what I mean? Like, is this the end times? ¿Qué está pasando? You know what I mean? So I was following it. And, like, for, like, pasaron 15 minutes. And, like, I don't know what's going on. It's going to be any minute now. Pasaron 20 minutes. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, you know. And it was just chaos. Twitter was chaos. Reddit was chaos. And then turns out, LOL, dude, perdón, you guys. O sea, me adelanté un poquito, tranquis, tranquis, todo bien.
Pero that was like a mistake.
It was a mistake.
Or was it like a broma en serio?
No.
Like something could have happened, but it didn't.
No. Básicamente, the guy was a result of human error caused by one state employee hitting the wrong button, dude.
Qué gacho. ¿Quién fue? ¿Quién fue?
Dude, este guy, dude, is like, what would you do thinking that like your life was about to end with a ballistic missile coming your way?
I mean,
I would text my mom.
Do what everybody in Somerton does.
And I would say text because here's a little fun fact for everybody que están escuchando todavía.
Are you going to let me
punto?
Finish my sentence?
No, permíteme, porque eso me va a traer a mí. Like, si hay una emergencia, if it's like an earthquake or like an evacuation or something like type of sudden emergency, if you want to communicate to somebody, do not call, text. Las líneas telefónicas via cellular towers se van a hacer constrict of so much traffic coming their way. So chances are that your call is not going to go through. So send a text message. I learned this by Mike from Emergency Preparedness at the Yuma County Health Department.
Shout out to Mike.
Shout out to Mike, who's retired now. Yeah. A ver, ¿qué estás diciendo? ¿Qué estabas diciendo?
No sé, se me olvidó.
Estabas diciendo que tu mom or que...
Oh, I said I would do what everybody in Somerton does when crisis hits.
What's that?
You go to Circle K and you buy a case of beer.
Oh, dude, like that one time that was a huge power outage from San Diego to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. San Diego to Phoenix and Mexicali.
And Mexicali, like, sí. Y llegó mi mamá abriendo la agua de Latina. And he's like, mija, mijo, a que agarrar agua. This is what we need to survive. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I remember that. Y todos... Lo que hicieron en Somerton, lo más hicieron carne asada porque se fue la luz y compraron todas las chelas.
Sí.
¿Todo bien?
Todo bien.
This is when memes were getting out of control back in 2018. The Tide Pod Challenge happened.
Oh, God.
People were starting eating Tide Pods.
Esa es otra cosa que me sentí bien vieja. Como que, ¿cómo eres idiota? ¿Quién se come un Tide Pod?
That guy.
First of all, están caros.
Están caros.
Sí. Second of all, it's poison. For your system. Mm-hmm. And third of all, I'm just too old to think it's cool anymore. That's the sad part.
And it's not like, instead of like us thinking it's edgy, we're just like thinking that's bad.
Yes.
That's stupid. That's not.
When did the Naruto walk or run thing come back?
That's 2019.
Oh, okay.
You know, finishing off 2018, things that I remember, Drake played Fortnite, made Fortnite even more of a phenomenon than it already was.
Oh my God, we skipped Adele.
What about Adele?
When she came into the world.
When did she come into the world?
I don't remember, but it was perfect.
Honorable mention to Adele. Thank you for coming into the world. Gracias, Adele. The yodeling kid happened in 2018.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
The yodeling kid.
Thank you, next happened in 2018. Thank you. Next. Yes. But then 2019 started coming in, you know. Anything good about 2019?
That thing with the aliens and the...
Area 51 raid.
There you go.
That's true.
Fire Burning Man.
The Fire Festival.
Eso.
Yeah, Fire Festival fail. Yeah, that happened too. ¿Qué más pasó? And of course, obviously, guys, obviously there's a lot more things que pasó en este mundo. We're just like...
But we don't have the brain capacity and it's very late.
We're mentioning just like the top trend things que like we popped up and we gave it glancing to. Obviously pasaron cosas alrededor del mundo como por ejemplo new deals being struck, for example South Korea releasing prisoners who didn't want to
the participate Bitcoin.
In the war. Bitcoin happened. Obviously there's like all kinds of attack on Syria and the refugees. Like there's all kinds of things that were on the world. me ha pasado. Pero we all know about the sadness. ¿Para qué estamos nosotros recordarles un poco más eso?
No.
No vale la pena. You know, let's focus on other things that are within our control. Which is the yodeling kid.
Of course.
Yes, absolutely. You know, 2019, the Area 51 raid happened. What else happened in 2019? Let's see. Well, for us, it was the 30-year marriage. Yeah, like not 30-year marriage, 30-year of teaching for me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I took a step sideways instead of a step forward. I feel like my curriculum had to get paused again and had to reshape it and reform it. And it's just been one struggle. I feel like this whole year of teaching, I've been like trying to play catch up with myself and everything that should be happening. So that's fun. Pero por lo menos we have a few things in the books that are cool. Like, for example, the internships that we have with different clinics and whatnot. So thank you. Thank
Your
you for those
program.
Helping.
Yeah.
Yeah, my program is, you know, for the medical assisting that I teach.
I've been at the county for 5 years.
You've been in the county for 5 years. Yeah.
That's eternal.
Just taking a quick break from all the pop culture stuff. Yeah, para como just kind of wrap it up a little bit. I want to reflect on en qué formas yo he cambiado en 10 años. I feel like the 30-year-old me can kick 20-year-old me's butt. I really feel that.
Okay.
I really feel como que like yo de 30 años puedo mirar a myself de 20 years and be like, bro, relájate. Okay. No yeah. te la sabes toda. You have not figured it out.
I was
todavía te falta mucho madurar.
Yeah. How old were you? 19? No. Sorry. 20.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo estoy, I'm almost pretty much like flat, dude. Right on the 10-year cups. Yeah. You know? Because I was born in 89. So siempre like pasan 10 años. I'm in the ninth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So del 2010,
yo tenía 17 años.
2010 I was 20, and 2019 I turned 29, just now turned 30, so into the 2020 I'll be 30.
Mm-hmm.
So digamos 10 años, just to kind of make it simple. So de 30 años to when I was 20 years old, apenas estaba ya para casarme. I learned what it was to be a family man. I learned what it was to have responsibilities. I learned what it was to like be transitioned into a full adult. And if I were to say anything to myself back in the past is that you can do this. Give yourself a little bit more credit. Be a little bit more humble. And, you know, step back and enjoy the ride. It's going to be a good one.
It has been fun.
That's what I would tell myself, honestly.
We've had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of, we've traveled a lot.
We have.
Y eso es lo, creo que lo más divertido de estos años.
We've grown a lot.
Yeah, as people.
As people. Like, I feel like esos 10 años, hemos, like, personally, I feel like I've grown the most than a lot of, like, my first 20 years of life, you know? Like, first 20 years of life, I shifted into what it was, you know, a little bit. But these last 10 years really molded me so far into who I am. So.
Wow, you're 30. Sí, por eso dicen que los 30s are the new 20s.
Yeah.
Honestly, like people shouldn't consider 20-year-old adults, man.
They should
we
not.
Know, we don't know what we're doing.
Dude, that's when I found out. Like, man, these my parents were lying, dude. They had no idea what they were doing.
Pues eran tiempos diferentes, pero yeah, I mean, it's difícil. I mean, the brain development is still, you know, the science is there. The kid.
Yeah,
we're not really developed until later on in life.
Right. But that's my thing, you know. I'm sure you have changed quite a bit, you know. Like, you're not 30. But
no.
Estás más para allá que para acá.
I'm 27.
Yeah, man.
I was 17
rolling
10
into your,
years ago.
Rolling into your 2020, you're going to be 28.
Yeah.
Yeah, by 28, bro, you're basically 30.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm really okay with it. Honestly, like, I was always, siento como que yo siempre fui like that 20, young 20-year-old que me quería vestir a certain way.
Like a 30-year-old? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like, I finally feel like I'm coming into who I really am inside. Right.
Yeah.
Because I swear I'm like an old lady trapped in a young girl's body. And you miraba así como los ads de like New York and Company or Loft or Ann Taylor. Y así como que, oh. Y mi mamá me regañaba porque decía, estás muy chamaca. Like, why do you want to dress that way? Even wedding dress shopping. Yo quería like super conservative, like, you know, a little borderline. My mom was like, tienes 20 años, like,
relájate un poquito.
Show some skin.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm finally dressing my age.
But babe, if there's anything that I can just say to that, is that you are rocking that outfits, man. Like you look good, boy. Like, ya sé que es like a veces tiraban carrilla como que like, I remember my cousin, dude, Casey. I'm like, oh, she dresses like a grandma, you know? Pero whatever, dude, you dress with class. You always dress like very, like with style, very elegant, very sophisticated. I always liked that about you. So
I feel like 30s is it for us.
30s is it for us.
30s is going to be good.
Unless I die tomorrow. But other than that.
Well, you know, my 30s.
Yeah, your 30s. Yeah, perdida uno de esos, you know? Yeah, man.
A decade. Let's do it.
Yo, this decade has been pretty wild. I feel like we've grown a lot. I'm sure everybody else has grown too, though. Like, I think it just can't be us. So, you know, if anybody else has grown, let us know in what form you guys have grown, you know.
What's been your top song on Spotify?
Todo eso. For me, it's Khalid. You?
Ariana Grande.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to the 50-50. And that is it for the episode of the 50-50. Espero que les haya gustado. One decade. 10 years. Ya pasaron.
Season 2 done.
Yo, what's going to happen for like 2020 to 2030, yo? How many
We're
more?
We're going to be 40.
In qué forma are memes going to evolve to 2020 to 2030?
I no sé. Those memes are crazy sometimes.
You know, how fast will internet be? Like, we're going full circle on technology already. Did you know that the Razr's coming out again?
What?
Yeah, but touch screen and it's still a flip phone.
I want it.
I'm telling you, man. So it's going to be interesting to see technology has advanced so crazily ahorita.
We'll talk about technology.
Yo, technology is an episode that's coming up. But everybody that's listening, if you guys enjoy the show, please let us know. Leave us a comment on Instagram. That's where we are most active. That is THE.50FIFTY. That is our Instagram page. Also, check out our website, the5050.com, THE-50FIFTY.com. We want to leave one more episode in season 2 before season 3 kicks off. Basically, the reason why we wanted to do this is because I got new gear. That was one of the main reasons, I'm not going to lie, pero encima de eso, I couldn't just not leave an episode for everybody that listens because, babe, hay gente que están escuchando esto, ¿sabías?
Yeah.
Dude, there's Disney Plus, we have Netflix, we have Hulu, we have Amazon Prime, and there's people still coming back and tuning into us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. So if there's any way of us showing that we're invested into this podcast, well, you know, we're just letting you know that we literally invested by getting brand new equipment, brand new hardware, brand new software.
And not sponsored.
No, it's not sponsored. It's all coming through in. But just quick thank you to Sweetwater for making that, you know, super, super easy, that transition to buying the new equipment. Thank you to Zach Garrison, my personal sales engineer. I appreciate you. This is going to make the whole process a lot easier to send out more content because one of the comments that we got was that we should be more consistent.
And trying, man. We're trying.
We're trying, man. All right. So, danos un poquito de chancita, you know, and we'll get there. Pero por ahorita, one of the biggest ways that you guys can support us is shout us out. Definitely shout us out. We love that when people leave reviews
like,
on
share,
Apple Podcasts.
Subscribe.
Nos encanta cuando ponen en sus stories que están escuchándonos. We'll share you in our stories, you know, because we love seeing that type of content and that type of engagement. So please reach out to us. No les dé pena. Reach out to us. Well, that's all I had to say. How about you, babe?
Thank you for listening
to
the 50-50.